You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Got a lot to get to on today's show. John Catsimatidis with me before we're done. What is going on in New York City? We will try to get a definitive answer. Kristen Tate here to talk the new offer from the administration of free vaccines. And we start with America's mayor on the state of law enforcement in America today. It's Kevin McCullough. Let's get this going.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're still of the belief that we will have a vaccine by the end of the year. Operation Warp Speed has made it clear that their goal is to have more than 100 million doses. We're manufacturing in advance to make that a possibility.
And what she didn't say, at least in that soundbite, is that according to today, the Department of Defense and a handful of other federal health agencies have already outlined plans to provide the coronavirus vaccine, at no charge to all Americans that want it. Do you know how significant this is? You've had Joe Biden yapping up and down the street for the last 2 months saying this administration's not done anything. Well, he shut down travel. They've not done anything. He fast-tracked therapies. They haven't done anything. He sent ventilators to Cuomo who didn't need them. He sent a hospital ship to de Blasio who didn't use it. And then he's done warp speed and he's got a vaccine and now he's going to give it to the American people. Where's Joe Biden's plan? Here's his plan. Mask you and shut everything back down. That's what he said he'd do at his convention. Someone who spoke at the other convention the week later is my next guest. And I'm always honored to have America's mayor join us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, you have performed such a patriotic duty to your country in the service of this president on all the fronts that you've helped him with. I'm so grateful for the fact that you've spared a few minutes for us today. Let me ask you right off the top, this shooting in Los Angeles and the reprehensible attempt to block the hospital where they were taking the sheriff's deputies and the celebration in the street. I've seen viral videos of 3.9 million viewers watching some of these thugs jump up and down saying, oh, we busted them. We got them. Mayor, this law and order thing is really out of control in the worst way possible. And I think that voters are going to respond to this in November. What is your assessment of it at this point?
Well, this is about as clear an example of people getting what they were asking for. And who are the people that were asking for it? Meaning kill cops.
Right.
That's the continuous chant of the Black Lives Matter people, whether it's in a protest or a riot. It is supported by all Democrats because none of them have the guts to condemn Black Lives Matter or to say you shouldn't chant something like that. Joe Biden was silent about it forever. He made one statement saying he's against rioting. He didn't say he was against rioters. He's against rioting. Well, rioting can't be done on its own. It's done by certain people, like Black Lives Matter. And there's no doubt, just go look at any tape of any demonstration or protest or riot, and they are screaming, kill cops, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. That's one unique to Black Lives Matter. They made that one up.
Right.
Kill the pigs. And there's a good reason for it. One of the people that is substantially involved with Black Lives Matter is a woman named Susan Rosenberg, who was part of the Black Panther Army, which was responsible for killing about 24 cops. She went to jail for 58 years, and Clinton suspended her. A Democrat president let her out, but only 16 years. And you have not heard not a single word from a single Democrat criticizing the people who are chanting, kill cops. Well, they got their wish. They got their wish with Captain Dorn in St. Louis. They killed him, even though he was a retired cop. He was acting as a cop. He'd been on the force for 38 years. Several others have been killed. And then on whether I'm forgotten if it was Friday or Saturday night in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Saturday.
The crowd,
right.
Yeah, the crowd was chanting exactly what Black Lives Matter has asked them to chant. I don't know if these people are members of Black Lives Matter or they are devotees of Black Lives Matter, but they were using the same words that for the last 5 years, Black Lives Matter yells incessantly every time they have a chance to yell. Kill cops. That's what they were yelling. They should die. The pig should die. And they could have died because it delayed and made it harder to get those two deputies to the life-saving doctors that they right. had to get to.
No, it's Kayleigh McEnany called it a modern-day miracle times two that they're alive, and that's exactly true.
Look, I know the guy who did the murder is even worse, but there's something totally, I think Mike Huckabee described it as demonic, that people would stand in front of an emergency room and call for the death of the two bodies that are being brought in on stretchers. I mean, I don't know what's happened to you when you do that, but I know where they learned it. I know who taught them that. I know who was asking them to do that, and I would love to get them arrested to find out who they are.
Well, and Mayor,
they should go to jail for attempted murder.
And I hate to keep bringing this up, but these are not people that are supporting the president. I said it in a column a couple of weeks ago. These are Joe Biden's voters.
These are Biden riots.
Yeah,
he is in charge of the party that has a very, very close relationship with Black Lives Matter. In fact, they get their funding from the same company. It goes through a company called Blue Star that funds both the Democratic National Committee, the Biden campaign, and Black Lives Matter. The single biggest donor to that company is George Soros.
Yeah.
So the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, and Black Lives Matter as the major source of their money, the same guy, George Soros.
That's why
Biden keeps his mouth shut, because he doesn't want to jeopardize his source of money. That's
right.
More important than the lives of cops.
Mayor, let me ask you this, because under your governance, New York City saw some really incredible years, and I was honored to move here towards the end of your term and be able to enjoy some of that myself.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
But let me ask you, because I've interfaced with civil rights leaders for a couple of decades, and I've never had one of them come to me from any of our nation's inner cities and say, Kev, we want less cops. I've always had people say, we want greater engagement with police. We want cops that may grow from our neighborhood and look more like us. We want greater dialogue with, you know, how things are done. What was your experience when you were cleaning up the city and saying, we're going to get tough on the bad stuff? Did the civil rights leadership separate themselves from you, or were they glad that you were actually protecting their dangerous neighborhoods?
You got to separate the civil rights leadership. If we're talking about the hucksters, the racial hucksters like the Al Sharptons and the Black Lives Matter people, yeah, they wanted less cops so there'd be more crime and hopefully more police shooting so they could exploit it and make money. If you're talking about the legitimate people,
right,
and even beyond the civil rights leadership, the people who live there,
pastors,
I would do town hall meetings
leaders.
In Harlem. I would do it in Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, Crown Heights. The regular people, African-Americans, Hispanic, Jewish, Catholic, they want more cops.
Yeah.
They specifically want more cops in places of high crime. Legitimate people do. The mothers and the fathers and the people who work for a living and the people who are the staples of the community, they want more cops.
Their communities are the most exploited by the crime. And so I would imagine it would be to their benefit to have. And especially now that you have an NYPD, which is minority dominant. I mean, you've got people that look like every neighborhood that can work in every neighborhood. And I think that's incredible. Mayor, we're short on time. And I did not have a chance to get to any of the other issues we wanted to talk to you about.
Well,
Please come back soon.
We'll come back, Kevin.
All right.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Mayor, America's mayor. There he goes. But what a resounding statement about the issue of law enforcement. They're getting what they asked for. They want dead cops. They want defunded cops. The question is that what you, the voters, want? Because at the end of the day, that's what's on the ballot, 11-3. Make sure you're registered and make sure that you vote. Coming up next, the president's administration is going to give a COVID vaccine to any American who wants it for free. Doesn't this qualify as having a strategy? for COVID-19? I'm Kevin McCullough. Kristen B. Tate with me next.